at the Food Dialogues in Boston, visiting with Richard Bonanno. And Richard, I understand you're president of Massachusetts Farm Bureau Federation.
Yes, got 6,000.
Tell me a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm a family farmer from Methuen, Mass., about 30 miles north of Boston. We just finished our 104th growing season, and I raise vegetables and flowers. My father's still active in the business, and my wife and my children, and we have about 15 other employees.
I don't know that people in general across the country think of Massachusetts as a big farm state, but tell us a little bit about agriculture in your state.
So agriculture in Massachusetts is actually very diversified, from greenhouse or nursery to fruits and vegetables, cranberries and beyond, forestry. We've got a lot of smaller farms, but we have a lot of people involved in agriculture. Our trend in Massachusetts agriculture is actually an increase in the number of farms over time and farm size getting slightly smaller. But again, very diversified and very, very vibrant.
Well, here today we're going to try to, I guess, talk to consumers. We'll have farmers on a panel here, too. I know one of your members, I assume. What about this subject of does size matter for farms today?
Well, my opinion is that everybody's got their own situation. Some people can make a living on 4 or 5 acres of herbs in a greenhouse operation because the profit margin is better. But if the profit margin is $100 or $200 an acre and you plan on raising a family and paying a mortgage and paying for some weddings and sending your kids to college, you start adding up the acres that it requires to stay in business. So farm size is really all over the board, but a lot of it is out of necessity based on what you're growing and what your ability is to be able to stay in business, produce a good product, follow all the rules, and to eventually have something that people want.
So we kind of hear a lot in media today and social media too, this idea of big versus small. Is that a legitimate kind of way of looking at farming then?
I don't believe the big versus small scenario is really matters at all. We have farmers in the state that have several hundred acres, and we have farmers in the state that have 2 acres. We recognize that everybody contributes to the food supply, everybody contributes to open space preservation, everybody contributes to quality of life, and we feel that everybody needs to be a part of it. And as I mentioned, some people are bigger just because of economic reasons, but everybody's important, from the largest to the smallest.
Well, looking forward to you kicking us off here today when we start this live event. That's Richard Bonanno. He's president of the Massachusetts Farm Bureau. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.